The Osgood Files, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross. Officially, unemployment has been near 9% for 22 of the past 24 months, and that doesn't count people stuck in part-time work who need full-time work, and it doesn't count those who've given up. And that's a national average. Some states have it a lot worse, like California, where unemployment is close to 12%. On the CBS Evening News, Scott Pelley talked to a group of white-collar Californians who never thought they'd be out of work this long. And as they reach the end of their unemployment benefits, they have just one question.
Why can't I get hired?
More after this from David Harris of AJC. They're white-collar workers, college-educated, experienced, skilled, persistent, but for the first time in their lives, they're unable to find work.
I'm sending resumes as admin support to roofing companies. I'm on Craigslist, and hopefully somebody will recognize my experience and skills.
Actually, employers probably do recognize their experience and skills. But in some cases, those skills have been taken over by computers, which has become all too obvious.
They scan your resume, and if you don't have the keywords that they're looking for...
Computers are reviewing these resumes now, so you don't even get a human being to tell you no.
When you're applying for a support job, and the support person who used to scan your application has been replaced by a computer, it's not a good sign. And as for experience, when that computer scans the word experience, it just thinks old.
I was once told, we're looking for somebody with younger and fresher ideas. And that was their way of saying, you're too old.
And yet, none of these employees seem bitter. They didn't rail about the government or the unfairness of it all.
I've made rejection my best friend. Every time I get a rejection, my attitude is, I'm one closer to reaching the magic number. So you have to remain positive.
If only you could take optimism to the bank. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Thursday, August 4th, 2011. On the CBS Evening News, Scott Pelley,